Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Louisville Smoke in Port Hope. With signature specials and mouth-watering appetizers, and now featuring pasta nights every Thursday night, now through April, at 4711 Kindy Road in Port Hope. Longtime Harbor Beach educator Penny Kellender Letts was honored with the Huron County Democratic Party's Loyal to Labor Award on September 27th during a dinner at the Pasta House in Kindy. Widely known as Mrs. Letts by generations of Harbor Beach middle school and math students, she spent decades advocating for teachers as a negotiator with the Tri-County Unit of the Michigan Education Association. Serving on 55 bargaining teams, she helped secure pay equity, improved working conditions, and reduced class sizes for schools across Michigan's Thumb region. And Huron County Zoning Board of Appeals will meet on Wednesday, October 15th at 7 p.m. in room 305 of the Huron County Building in Bad Axe, Michigan. The meeting will begin with the Pledge of Allegiance, roll call, and agenda approval, followed by approval of minutes from January 22nd, 2025. You can get the full stories of that one right here on thumbnet.net. And a serious crash involving four vehicles occurred at the intersection of Rust Avenue and Newton Street in Saginaw, Michigan, resulting in at least one fatality and multiple people trapped in the wreckage. Emergency crews responded quickly, using multiple sets of hydraulic rescue tools to free those involved. The crash occurred in front of police, and motorists are advised to avoid the area while authorities continue their investigation and clear the scene. Official details, including identities of those involved and the cause of the crash, have not yet been released by law enforcement as of Sunday evening. And when we come back after this Louisville Smoke sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Halloween parties are on November 1st at Louisville Smoke Food and Spirits in Port Hope. From 1 to 3 p.m., take your kids to the second annual Kids Halloween Party at Louisville Smoke. The kids can enjoy games, pumpkin decorating, face painting, snacks, drinks, and more surprises to make this Halloween a fun and safe event for your kids to enjoy. Then Louisville Smoke cranks up the music from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. for the adult Halloween costume party with live entertainment provided by Axel Entertainment. Suit up and have a chance to win a prize for your costume. There's prizes for fan favorite, groups, and couples costumes. If you're 21 or older, the Louisville Smoke Halloween Party is where you need to go for a night of fun. November 1st from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. at Louisville Smoke Food and Spirits. While supplies last, pasta nights at Louisville Smoke Food and Spirits just got even better with house-made lasagna. Enjoy the same great value with their one-night-only, all-you-can-eat specialty pastas available in endless combinations, now expanded to include house-made lasagna. You can make reservations or RSVP to any events either on Facebook at facebook.com/LouisvilleSmoke or by calling 989-428-3056.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and just placed on my desk here in the studio, the story of the Bad Axe Theater began more than a century ago. Construction started in 1915, and when it opened on February 21st in 1916, it was built for the Knights of Columbus, hosting live stage performances and community events. Over the years, the theater began showing movies at first, only occasionally, then in the late 40s, a fire forced it to close temporarily. But after being rebuilt, it reopened as a full-time movie house while still serving as a gathering place for the Knights. Much of the theater that you don't see still remains original, a hidden reminder of that early 20th century craftsmanship. Ownership has changed hands several times, but since 2004, Mark Rolfe has kept the reels spinning. He's hosted local filmmakers, free community movie nights, and even weddings and private events. The theater has long been a cultural anchor in downtown Bad Axe, sometimes quietly, but always vital. But today, the theater faces a serious financial challenge. After the pandemic shutdown and years of declining attendance, made worse by streaming services and fewer new movie releases, it's in need of help. An $80,000 fundraising goal has been set to cover back mortgage payments, property taxes, and repay funds borrowed from the Longshot Lanes Bowling Center, which has helped keep the theater afloat. Looking ahead, plans are in the works for an annual fundraiser to help the theater stay on solid footing without relying solely on online campaigns. Supporters say Bad Axe can't afford to lose this theater, a living piece of the city's history and one of the few places left where the community can still gather, laugh, and share stories together. For the full story, you can go to thumbnet.net. There is more to that. Getting to our national news, in California, oil workers face uncertain futures as the state transitions towards greener energy. The move, part of a sweeping climate policy shift, aims to reduce carbon output and promote clean technology jobs. Oil industry representatives are seeking job retraining programs for displaced workers. The state government has pledged support for those affected by layoffs. Environmental groups welcome the transition but urge equitable solutions for workers. The issue highlights ongoing debates over climate action and economic fairness. In international news, Israel and Hamas have launched a fragile ceasefire after months of intense conflict in Gaza. Humanitarian aid is entering Gaza as part of the agreement. President Trump is attending a peace summit to support ongoing negotiations. Observers hope the truce will hold and allow for rebuilding efforts. World leaders from Egypt and Europe have endorsed the ceasefire. International relief agencies are monitoring the situation. Get the full news stories and weather and obituaries right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Louisville Smoke in Port Hope. With signature specials, mouthwatering appetizers, and now featuring pasta nights every Thursday night, now through April. 4711 Kindy Road in Port Hope.